Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Zakia Muhammad, Founding Director and CEO of IMAS, Institute of Muslim American Studies, inviting you to join me in supporting CWSC and AM 360 Radio with your tax-deductible contribution. Visit cwsc.us or call in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world. Thank you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. And leaders are like the wind. praise be to Allah for another day, another time, same life. But praise be to Allah. Ah, it is a beautiful day, everyone. This is Martha Naila Abdullah, and we greet everyone with the greetings of peace. As I say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Greetings again, greetings of peace to everyone, and inshallah you're having I won't say an eventful time, because eventful may mean something different to others. When I say eventful, I mean a wonderful time. Others may be having challenges. That is also eventful. Prayerfully, you're having a great time. Praise be to Almighty God. And may God bless those, all of us who are going through our challenges. It's a trying time, yes. We're human, and prayerfully, we're staying connected with our families. We're not severing our ties, and that we're enjoying the process and noticing the experience, inshallah. So we seek refuge with Almighty God from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we openly declare that Allah is the one God. There are absolutely no partners with God. And Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah, God. Start by reading from Suratul Qaf, not Kaf, Suratul Qaf. Give me a moment. I'll set that. Get my voice right here. Praise be to Allah. Now, I was reading Suratul Qaf and Suratul Isra. Qaf is the fifth, and I like to relate things to what they are, where they are. But 50th surah, and I look at the five senses and 10 being level of consciousness, and we're all at that point, at a level of consciousness. We're aware of where we are. We are aware of who we are, and we are aware, inshallah, God willing, of why we are. And with that, we put in place some practices that speak to our knowing, just what I just declared. So Suratul Qaf, in the 50th surah, and then Surah Isra, being the 17th surah. And Isra, the journey, I look at the word itself, and I think of Isra, Israel, Sarah, Surah, and you hear the S and the R, right? So let's go to Suratul Qaf, off. Let's go to the back of the throat in pronunciation. Almost like golf, but it's not golf, like we play the game golf, but it's Suratul Qaf, Qaf, Qaf. Okay. And we're going to render Yusuf Ali's sharing of interpretation or translation. All right. All right. Let's see here. I'm going to go to Yusuf Ali. Yeah, there. And take Mustafa Fatih, by the way. Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قاف والقرآن المجيد
seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, off by the glorious Quran. In parentheses, you are Allah's messenger. One moment, my screen just changed on me. فَلَا أَجِبُ أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. But they wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R, that there has come to them a warner from among themselves. So the unbelievers say, this is a wonderful thing. أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ. What? When we die and become dust, shall we live again? Close parenthesis. That is a, in parenthesis, sort of, close parenthesis, return far, and then parenthesis, from our understanding, close parenthesis. And I want to point out here, if you're used to hearing death by mouth, where the wow is in the middle between the meme and the M and the T sound, but here it is still the same. We is na, us or we, and meet, M-T, the meme and the ta right together. The wow is not there. So meek na, either what? Are you saying that we will die? We die? Wakunna, and we will be or become, kunna, that na again, we, turabba, and that's turabba is dust, it defined as dust. All right, and we go to the next. It says, Qad, alimna ma tankusu. تَنْكُسُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْهُمْ وَإِنَّنَا كِتَابٌ حَفِيثٌ بَلْ كَتَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ فَهُمْ فِي أَمْرٍ مَرِيجٍ. Four and five together. We already know how much of them the earth takes away. With us is a record guarding, and in the parenthesis, the full account, close parenthesis. But they deny the truth when it comes to them. You heard kadaba, isabu, and shada on the dab. But anyway, but they deny the truth. They don't just deny simply by saying, we don't believe that. No, they say it and act in accordance with rebellion. So, but they deny the truth when it comes to them. So they are in a confused state. أَفَلَمْ يَنْفُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فوقهم كيف بنيناها وزيناها وما لها من نروج. Do they not look at the sky above them? And let me point out Yansuru, Sur, just like we do Salatu Sur. For Sahara, but this is not with the ha in the middle. It's Nathora, Yun Suru Nathora. Did they not look, or Ile Samai, and the sky is Samai? But I'm pointing out Samai now because we say Isma, name, or, name. It's amazing that this has the same letters, Sin, Mim, Alif, but Samai. But do they not look at the sky above them? How we have made it and adorned it, and there are no flaws in it. Last one. وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا وَالْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَا وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. And I know you heard the word zauj, right? Okay. And the earth, arth, and the earth, we have spread it out and set thereon mountains, standing firm. And produce therein every kind of beautiful growth in pairs. Now, you say, oh, and let me read the last one. Tabasurata wa dhikra li kulli abdin munib. To be observed and commemorated by every devotee turning to Allah, in parenthesis to Allah. And our devotion is to Allah. Praise be to Almighty God. So that was 1 through 8 reading and sharing it. And I think it's kind of explanatory in what we shared. And we know there's always two ways, certain ways that we can look at this. Of course, we see the physical, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us through that physical, what Allah has presented to us. So this is community developmental stages. Our mind is constantly working. Our thoughts are constantly being rendered. Sometimes we abort our thoughts, and sometimes we can't help, and our thoughts get aborted without us trying to abort them. We just simply forget. And then there's so much going on that we find ourselves in a confused state. I'm speaking just for in general humanity, so much comes at us that sometimes I've seen individuals pat their head, you know, whatever it is that their hand is, just, I'm patting mine now too. They pat their head and it's like, wait a minute, give me a slow down, let me think. And praise be to Allah that we truly want to apply thinking, that we're not rushed, especially when someone's trying to sell you something that you don't need, you know you don't need it. But, and then even when we're in the process of purchasing a home, purchasing a car, purchasing materials to get certain job tasks that we want done, whether it's painting a wall, painting the house, or putting down new carpeting, doing gardening, and there are supplies that we need. And we go to one location, or we go to a place called flea market where there's a combination of similar items being sold. And, of course, the first ones that you see, they want you to stop there. Of course, they're in business to sell. And so, you know, you may say to yourself, no, let me walk around a little bit and let me just check out other, we're looking for quality, and then we're looking for economical means of prices as well. And sometimes we'll go ahead and say, okay, I'll pay the extra dollars to get the quality because we've compared now. And that's being observant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that's observant in our world of our being. And Allah is referencing here look, and this is for those who are deniers. Now, of course, that the truth referenced here, and this is what we're going to discuss. What is the truth? The truth is we are, is it true that we are human? Is it true that we are of only two genders? And is it true that the gender that comes forth is the gender that the Creator intended? And not to labor on that, is it true that we develop in stages? Is it true that we can think because we have to apply that thinking, and the thinking is necessary for our development? So those are just some truths, and perhaps you have some truths that you can share that are definitely truth. And we are part, and it's connected to our being, our existing, our having to carry out whatever the Creator has designated for us. Those who are designated to be farmers do not care to even think about sitting down in a technology room with computers. They benefit from the use of computers, and they may get to know just a little to compute what they need in their farming. Likewise with the person with the car wash, they're using technology or the computers to get the cars washed, but the person driving the car, bringing it through the car wash, doesn't want to go inside and find out all the technical attributes of getting that done when you're driving through a car wash. And then there are those who are technically inclined. They want nothing to do with the dirt, the soil, the planting. They love the beautification. They'll go to gardens and be amused by the color, the variations of the colors and the growth of the plants and how the plants grow within intertwining with another and how the birds are flocking around and other things are happening in the midst of all of that. And then the sky, making it changes, it changes, seeing, we see the changes of the coloration of the sky. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message is in all of that. That's what we are looking at as is from the Creator. And you may say, well, where is that Creator? We can't point to the Creator. We can only point to the creation. And the creation itself bears witness. It is witness for us to testify that it was created by that which we have no control over, truth. We are of creation, and we have no control over the vessels, the veins, the intricacy of the nerves, nothing do we have to do with the growth that we spoke about a couple of weeks, two or three weeks ago, about the fingernails and the hair growth. So what makes us think that we can take apart the anatomy of our gendership as though we have control of it, that a mistake was made? Now, we're not bothering the nerves. We're not bothering the skin. The understanding of the skin, the perspiration, the balancing of our temperature. We're not bothering that. But yet we have the audacity, the nerve to want to change our sexual disposition or our sexual identity and make it appear as though the Creator made a mistake. The Creator had no idea of how I felt or how I feel, has no idea of how I feel. I feel I am of this, and I feel I am of that. Then go all the way. go all the way, change everything, show that the Creator really made a mistake. Change your nerves, the conduction of your heart, change that. Change your liver, take the liver out, you don't need it. If we can bear witness that we need our liver, that we need our spleen, we need our kidneys, we need that to carry out the function of being human while we're, because we're the thinking entity. But yet there is that which whispers to us, suggests to us strongly to make us become, stand out as an avowed believer in what the Creator has created. Welcome to Community Developmental Stages. I'm Martha Nyla Abdullah, your host for tonight, right here with you, and thank you for being here. And press 1 on your phone. You want to join in the conversation. We're going to go to a public service announcement, and when we return, as we said, we want to hear from you. Thank you once again, dear listeners. Let me go here. Okay. And while I'm going to my screen here, please by all means, press 1. And I'd love for us to begin to be engaged in this way, that if you don't mind taking out a sheet of paper, you can, and at the top of the paper, the very top, well, my granddaughter puts hers at the very bottom, whatever reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the one God being the Creator, write something. I usually put mine in Arabia. I put La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. That works for me. Others put, one of the students that I have, they put love. Another one put peace. Another one put the peace. Opens our mind up to become, to remember, to be reminded that we are of creation. And so that starts our, make our, we see it at the top, or as my granddaughter said, when it's at the bottom for her, that's what she stands upon, that's her foundation. So it works for her, alhamdulillah. And then drawing the horizontal line in the center of the paper, and again, being reminded of those things that we don't want to carry on in our life. We want to change, make some changes. No one else has to know. Just imagine you're in a dark room and you're conferring with yourself between you and the Almighty, and you're taking heed as to, and we have callers here. Okay, we want everyone, for those who are listening by way of the 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197, you can tune in to the studio with us right now by dialing 515-605-9891. Or 425-292-4253. And we appreciate your going to the website, cwsc.us. And this is American Muslim 360 broadcast, one of the components of the Intelligentsia, CWSC, Community-Wide Shura Conference. We provide avenues whereby we can be consistently committed to the connection, communication, and collaboration. Let's go to our callers. 401-258. If this is Angela Marie, let me thank you first of all. I have your paper, your envelope sitting in front of me here. I was going to send a thank you note to you. Alhamdulillah, but let me graciously do that on air. Angela Marie, assalamu alaikum. If this is Angela Marie, 401-258. Maybe I'm used to a 253, I think, or something. And we don't hear you, 401-258. Can you hear me? I hope you can. 401-258. I'll give you a chance to open. Let me go to the other part. Maybe you're on the other line here. You have two calls coming in. 401-258.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Perhaps you dialed in twice, and I was opening up the other line, so Now I have you, though. Yes, ma'am, Angela Marie, it is you. Thank you, love.
I was just getting ready to ask you if you received it. You said you had it right in front of you. Alhamdulillah. But you know what? The strangest thing is that everybody wants what's good for them, even though sometimes we make not so very good choices. But if you knowingly know from the beginning, if I commit this, it could cause me to die for real. If I get AIDS, I get funky.
You're breaking up a little bit. Let me see if it's only me.
Okay.
Speak again.
Okay. I said, well, if they knowingly know that they could, or this was, I do, they go ahead and do it. And why arrogate? What they did.
Okay, I heard you say they do things that they know is not good for them, and they go ahead and do it out of arrogance.
Right. But if they know that they're going to die, like if they get AIDS, did you just hear me?
Mm. Yes.
If they get or monkeypox or syphilis, any of those terminal diseases from their behavior, don't they know they're going to die? So why would they want to do something that's going to... Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Praise be to Allah. Yeah, those are the chances that we take. Sometimes it says, we really don't believe, or we think we're invincible. And we do things that's contrary to our development, our makeup. I've done many things that, and I have to say, I was a denier, right? I had to have been tampering with cigarettes way back when. I mean, for just a little bit, but that little bit, I still went through it. So for those who saw me doing it, I pray I didn't influence someone to think that, if it's okay for her, it's okay for me. I pray to Allah. I pray that I didn't influence someone to think that. But I did, and it was because I was influenced. I didn't know then at the time subliminally the television presentations. We've come a long way, baby. I didn't do the Virginia Slim. But nonetheless, it was buying a pack of cigarettes. Oh, wow, the ones with the filter on it. Oh, wow. And I could just, smoke one now and 2 days later, maybe smoke another 2 days later. It took 2 weeks to smoke an entire pack. But the point was not about how much I could smoke or not smoke. The point was I was doing it. And what was it going to do to my body? So when I saw a young lady from university and walk in the community and sharing, open up this book, this medical book, showing what it does to the lungs, showing how the lungs over a period of time turn black. I was floored. I had already stopped really from smoking even like one pack less than a month. That one time was going to be a detriment to my health. So, but at time when I did it, I didn't read the surgeon. I think the Surgeon General had an imprint, a printing on the side of the carton at that time. But eventually they did after public pressure. But and the medical teams. But praise be to Almighty God. Yes. So, I can only answer for me. And that was my wanting to was stronger in me than the problems that would exist. So since I had not experienced the difficulties that come along with smoking, I can say I didn't believe that it would cause that much damage. Did you have something else to share, Angela?
Okay, I think we lost. We didn't lose her from the board here. Okay, I'll close your mic, dear. You have two mics. The second one here is the one you were on. Anyone else want? You can press one, Angela, and go out. And then if you want to come back in, please by all means do so. All right? Anyone else wanting to make any comments? As we read from Suratul Qaf, the 50th surah of Quran, which, you know, shares with me that there's a level of consciousness that we want to have, that we need to have, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings it to the forefront of our thinking to say, don't they see this, this, and this? And then the pairs. When I saw that, I go, vouch is the word. So in seeing vouch here for pairs and vouch used when we, when Yusuf Ali was identifying it as, speak for myself, I first took vouch to mean the wife. Now I know it could be taken as the mate, right? The mate. You know, we have a pair of socks. One sock has a mate. Glove, it has a mate. So here it's using the word vouch, and it's not using, let me correct myself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word vouch in this instance. Every fully vouch bahij. And bahij is beautiful. Bahija. All right. So Allah, and then Allah is pointing, let's go a little further here. The paper that I was speaking about, if you read along with it here on further, you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the very identifying the grains and the rain that comes down from the sky and that which grows, the trees and the fruit stalks. All this is happening around us. And we admire it. We just pull a fruit from the tree, an orange, a tangerine, an apple, grapefruit. I know I did. We pull it from the tree, and we're expecting it to taste good. We're not even thinking about the work that went into the work that we don't see going into action. You know, the seed, the opening, the splitting open of that seed, and then that tender sprout that's in that soil, and it bursts forth, and it stays a development. Now here, stop right there with that seed and that sprout coming out of the seed, and then the baby that is in the womb of the mother, and the transitioning that's taking place in the womb of the mother, and I say the mother, right? Intentionally, mother. Uterus. It wasn't put there by anyone else, the uterus, but it was put there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, designed intentionally. No mistake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mean for testicles to be in place of the uterus or in place of the vaginal canal. Sometimes we just use the look at the outer and forget to look at the inner, which tells the story. But continuing on, so the sprouting that's happening inside, and that they, just like the seed that was burst open, that shell is no longer useful now because the sprout is coming up, and it's going to take on its own strength and come through the soil. Likewise with the meeting of the ovum and the sperm, and it takes on, it connects by Allah's will, and then it begins to transform itself, form itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forms it, but the formation takes place, let me say it that way, takes place, and every formation, we no longer think of the sperm and the ovum. We no longer see it as that. We call it the baby. Well, the baby was in the sperm and the ovum. and then it comes forth. So the developmental stages, the mindset that comes once that baby sprouts out from the womb through the vaginal canal, or if a cesarean is given, C-section, some will say, is done. Either way, that baby plops, comes out, praise be to Allah. It has its head, arms, shoulder, torso, hips, thighs, legs, feet, toes, fingers on the hands. And we know right away that that baby can't speak. We know right away that that baby cannot make a decision. We know it. And we know that that baby needs developing mentally. It needs to hear words, sound. Imagine, you know, and of course there are situations where one's come and we say, and the doctors determine that they're deaf, right? The formation of their body, the physical formation will show it. It will show, it will reveal in the form of that there will be some formation will not take place. It will not be as definitive. And what I'm saying that the head, the eyes, something about the mouth will not, it will show that that baby cannot speak because we're not using certain muscles. But it is still human level of hearing and sight, feeling and thinking. It has that level. It's just not on the outer level that we are accustomed to. So alhamdulillah, let's see if we have any comments. Anyone raising their hand, raise your hand if you have any comments you'd like to share. We're here on the community developmental stages, and we welcome you to share what your thoughts are at any given time, because I'm going to play a public service announcement now, and when I return, I'd like to enter into a discussion. After the thinking process has taken place, decisions are made, and we err in our judgment, and then there's a cycle or system for correcting us when we can't correct ourselves. When we fail, let me put it that way, we fail to correct ourselves. All right? All right. Well, God willing, we'll be back.
Assalamu alaikum. This is the Preacher Hadi, host of Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Nikhil Upda, Assistant Imam of Masjid Al-Halim, New Medina, Mississippi, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world.
See the full picture.
Feel the void.
Read the Muslim Journal.
Bringing humanity together.
It's news with truth.
It's journalism with understanding.
Each week, Muslim Journal features the latest headline stories. Get a fresh perspective on American politics with informative editorials on the news and stories that affect you and your community the most. Muslim Journal also features exciting reports from around the globe. Subscribe to the Muslim Journal and stay informed about the world we live in today.
See the full picture.
Subscribe to the Muslim Journal today.
Inshallah, when I grow up, I'm going to join CWSC. I'm going to help remake the world for you and me. I'm going to be part of MCNRD and contribute my talent, my expertise. I'm going to apply for a CWSC scholarship someday in honor of a pioneer. I pray I grew up to be a leader, a strong woman, courageous with no fear. But until that day, I need you to stand in my place and be part of the group intellect until I can join the race. Visit cwsc.us because together we can remake the world.
All right. CWSC, everyone, please, please, please. We pray everyone who's listening is already registered with the Model Community National Resource Directory, acknowledging that you want to volunteer in whatever way you can, at whatever time you can, but just make that connection known. If you have done so and just haven't been actively participating, and you think, oh, well, they don't need my help. Think again. Think again. We do. We can always use your help. So please, please, please inquire. Dial 910-317-0297 or email us info@cwsc.us. And let it be known, yes, I registered and I just haven't been active. And because this happened, that happened. No need to explain, really, truly. We understand, but we appreciate any and all help that you can give. And definitely financially, we are so appreciative of any and all donations that come through during telethons or otherwise. You can mail it in, and that is to CWSC. And please, I want to stress, because our banking has let it be known to us that our account is CWSC, so all checks, all money orders, make it out to CWSC, Community Wide Share Conference, and Inc., INC, not to the component, not to AM360, not to MCNRD, but put that in the notation, and we will greatly acknowledge that. But in the pay to CWSC, because we have one account purposefully so that we can keep everything in its balance and we can administer the funds easier with one account there rather than having several accounts. All right. We thank the address for that is 4905, that's Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711. We'll be repeating that again, all right? Thank you. Thank you. Thank Allah for you, everyone, even those of us who have made the intention to contribute and just could not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide. All right? We'll provide for you and us in whatever way is necessary. I say that, and I want to go to this ayat of Surah 50. It is ayat 11. It says, well, I have to come from 10 because I want to do 11, but let's see another. Okay. All of the ayats before that I was speaking about, and we send down from the sky. Okay, why don't I just read it? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa nazzalna minas sama'i ma'an mubarakan fa'anbatna bihi جَنَّاتِ وَحَبَّ الْحَصِيدِ وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتِ لَهَا طَلْعٌ نَضِيدٌ بَاسِقَاتِ لَهَا طَلْعٌ نَضِيدٌ رِزْقًا لِلْعِبَادِ وَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا كَذَلِكَ الْخُرُوجُ. And we send down, as we seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. And we send down from the sky rain, charted with blessing. And we produce therewith gardens and grain for harvest. And tall, in parentheses, and stately, close parentheses, palm trees with shoots of fruit stalks, piled one over another as sustenance for, in parenthesis, Allah's, close parenthesis, servants. And we give, in parenthesis, new, close, life therewith to land that is dead. Thus will be the resurrection. Much in that, but let's reference the dead. So the rain that comes down. I know I'm thinking about tears coming down and raining upon our soul, our heart, our mind, our thinking, and that thinking becomes like the land, and the thoughts that rise up from that, through the humility, through the humbling. Where we were probably hard-hearted on a thought or someone's suggestion or wanting to share with us the best way out of situations, and we ignored it or we rebelled until we hit a hard wall and we began to cry. And upon crying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the rain to be a blessing, blessed the tears to be tears of blessing. And then we began to see Allah bless us then with the light, with the intelligence, something that will truly encouraged us deep from within our thinking. And then we saw the rays of sunshine come through. And then the fruit of that coming from our beginning to see the talents that we have, the skills, ourselves being an asset. I'm just referencing that, and truly it is. We see it in the evidence of definite fruit trees and stalk grain, and we have to harvest it. We have to actually physically, if we want to use it, if we want to benefit from it, we have to harvest it. And the same thing with our thoughts. If we want to benefit from our thoughts, then we have to harvest our thoughts. We have to bring it into whatever the thoughts are, into fruition, into some material development or some evidence. We want to be a teacher. The evidence will be that we will begin to share what we have, the knowledge, and it will become like a material evidence of what we're thinking. We will be applying from our assets, from the assets that we have and what we have become as an asset. But alhamdulillah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider of that. Now to the dead. The dead, we may think that individuals who show no life after they go through situations, they take on certain, as Angela was mentioning, and we take on, I'm going to identify as a we take on these acts and these things and we do it and we're out of the norm with regular, with people that are contributing to society in the best way. We now are walking the street and appearing to be numb. We have the wherewithal to ask for help, but we're numb to any suggestion that comes our way that says, unless we say, go to the food pantry, go to the, because the farms are not so close by anymore. And so you can't say go to the farms, but there are, we do have community farms now, praise be to Allah. But there, you know, to clean ourselves up, go, you can go to this particular facility and wash up and they'll probably throw those clothes away, but they can give you clean clothing and you can recycle that process and, you know, bring it back. It depends on the makeup of the clothing and whatever way, shape it is when you bring it, when you come back in. But the point is being clean and respecting yourself. And so that we appear dead to society. We appear that we have nothing to offer. And if we do have something to offer, it's like we don't because we're not revealing it. But life can come through our connecting with individuals that appear to be dead, and we offer help. I don't want to ignore anybody's hand. Let's see. We have 718, my brother William, where have you been? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, it's good to be with you as always. Something that you referenced earlier about truth, and in Arabic we know that as haq. But when you were talking about the truth, like you actually mentioned some of the workings of creation, and in the mentioning of the rain that comes down and the sun. And many of things that work, operate in the creation, I think that we can recognize that as being true in the English language. In Arabic, it would be haq, or one of Allah's attributes is haq, the haq of the truth. But in other languages, in other places around the world, if you know, people will call it something else in their language, but they will recognize the actual action of rain coming down. I mean, everybody around the world knows that. I mean, whether you call it rain or whether you call it in kind homti or blah 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 blah. We all know, are witnessing that, but it's just that we call it different things in different languages, but we are all witnessing to it, which makes it the truth. In the English language, we would say it like that. And, you know, and many, you know, many things that Allah has put in his creation, we are witnesses to. Even the birth situation of, you were talking about the mates, you know, Allah has put mates in his creation, I mean, for man, woman to come about, for the sperm and the other part to come about, you know, it's a mating thing. But it happens all over the world. And no matter what they call it and what other language, everybody is a witness to it. And everybody is a witness to the fact that when a child comes out of the womb and that, you know, like he can't see, he can't hear. There's not a child around the world that comes out capable of seeing and hearing none. They all come out the same way. They all come out the same way. And not only are we talking about humans, but we are talking about dogs and cats and birds and everything else. They come out the same way. They come out the same way. All over the world. Now, they're calling different things. They're called different things in different languages. But reality, the haq, is that Allah is the one who created all those systems of knowledge. That's all I wanted to say. I thought that was a very good reference that I got when I was listening to you.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Thank Allah for you. Praise be to Allah. You know, these developmental processes, and when we look back, and William, you're often talking about the Qadr, that it has to happen, and then
exactly.
We can look back.
I didn't want to mention the word, but I was going to mention it like that, but it is the Qadr, exactly. That was exactly the word that I was thinking of, sis. We on the same page.
Thank you so very, very much.
So what would we say that the Qadr? What would we say that the Qadr is? Is there a definition for that? We say that
in this particular instance that I'm thinking of it, as the powerful determination. Meaning, because I was referencing how dare we think that we have power over a decision to make to change our anatomy when. Well, no, go ahead and change the nerve system if you're not if you think the creator made a mistake. Change your heart.
Right,
change your gender.
Change your gender. It's okay, go ahead, change it.
So if you're going to change the gender part, thinking that you're changing it,
yeah.
that you're in denial of the truth is that this gender was created by the truth, the one that set it all into, because there's a motion to transpire after the creation of that gender. There's emotion that connects with that, and not just an emotion, but there's a process that's going to take place that's going to make that anatomy operate or function in a certain way. And so the creator
right.
is definitely not from the creation of that gender shift that we find ourselves with. And so when we become deniers of the truth, and it does say, but they deny the truth, and the word is haq, bil haq. So that's pointing to the qadr would be after these decisions that we've made, after we've come to this stage now that we're at, I go 50 on up, and we look back down through the years below. Now we know why that, whatever that is, why it took place. And
yes.
I believe that individuals who made changes on their anatomy, that they come to realize the cognitive of that too, the determination that they, the decision-making that they went through, that, wow, oh, I didn't know it was going to cause this and this and this. Oh, I guess they say,
right,
oh, God, please forgive me.
Right, there are consequences.
Yes.
There are consequences to the changes. Even in your thinking the wrong way, even your thinking the wrong way about things, there are consequences to that. But what's interesting also is that we have the traditions of I'm just going to say family tradition, whereas, you know, your mother and father is the one that brought you. Ain't get here. the only way you could get here is through your mother. That's the only way you could get here. And they had to have a father for that. And mm-hmm. what about your grandmother? Your grandmother was the one that made, and Abba was the one who made your mother. And then your grandmother was made by your great-grandmother and great-grandmother, and all the way back. But when you make a decision, you know, to do something to change yourself, you are denying all of that. You're denying all of that. And I mentioned this also, that there are times when in the process of our young, you know, working to stay in the trend of things, to working with the popular culture, working with technological advancements, that they actually believe that their knowledge of these things actually supersedes our traditional ways of thinking and being. They actually mm-hmm. think that those, and then they'll say, you know, well, you just think one way, or, well, you know, that's old-fashioned, and they'll go there. They'll mm-hmm. go there. But the thing is that older people are stuck in the qadr of Allah. They're stuck in the experience. They're stuck in the proven methods of things. And so out of care and concern, especially like that mother gives that care and concern to that baby, you know, an older person, the father or the grandfather, will give care and concern, you know, to younger people about which way they may be going. And it's like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. And so, and then sometimes it's just got to be, and you're going to just going to have to go out there and find out for yourself.
we have Michael Amin join us.
It's going to be like, I told you so.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Let me bring open Michael's mic, and this is like a repeat of last week. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, Michael.
Alaikum assalam, Michael.
Assalamu alaikum, Michael.
Alaikum assalam, my friend William, Kareem.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Every time I think about you, I think about our developing cultural institution process, you know.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you for that, brother. I appreciate it.
And I see it, you know, I'm going to put it this way. For a long time, you know how creative folks are. For a long time, looking for somebody to handle the business, looking for somebody to handle the business in terms of foundation. And I guess the angels say, "Well, William, you're it."
well, and I tell you, you know, the history points to it, man. You know, the history. I thank you for that. But all of the time,
a long way,
wow. Many times, I reflect back on where I came from, and
yes,
and I could, as a matter of fact, I make the prayer for my Sunday school teacher and my
yes.
music teacher, because they were the ones that laid the foundation. I make the prayer for my music teacher in school who gave me a platform and told me, you know, I believe in you. Get up there and perform. And
Allah,
so,
Allah.
You know, I wouldn't be who
yeah.
I am if it wasn't for that foundation, man.
Yeah.
Know? So alhamdulillah to be out of me, man. You know, I'll tell you the way, I'm sorry, Mike, let me just say this, you know,
yes.
I look at it the same way that when Moses' mother threw him in the river, you know, he didn't know.
Uh-huh.
He didn't know. And that's not
yeah.
the only example that we have. You know, even W.D. Muhammad didn't know.
That's true.
He didn't know. He Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad didn't know.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, and I'm not you know, equating myself with their greatnesses. I'm equating myself as one human being, the influence, and appreciating the influences that have led me to where I am, to be as blessed as I am, to be recognized by Michael Hameen and by my sister, Martha Nyla Williams, and others. May Allah continue to bless you, and I thank you so very
praise
much.
Thank you. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
And I'm stating you as an example, but the tendency to look behind us, who somebody behind me got to take this, you know, who's going to do this?
Right.
Stop looking back. Look at yourself.
Look
you
at
don't
the
have
mirror,
to find
maybe.
A mirror.
Don't
find,
have
a,
to
mirror.
Find a mirror.
No, what does the God say, you know, about the mirror of your brother and sister? You know, that's a better assessment, because you know we can't judge ourselves. We don't have that capacity. We don't have that kind of detachment and understanding. This is what I want come to talk about. There are those who are confused about their role. The Quran and Prophet Muhammad's example make so clear for us. You know, the narratives in the Quran that let us know that form and function informs our understanding of ourselves and how we are supposed to operate in the world. You know, the genitals are there to give us a message. You know, the genitalia gives us a message. The certain DNA that point to, you know, our function as male and female, masculine and feminine. But the social context becomes problematic when you have demons that are willing to interrupt the innocence of a child and brutally abuse them sexually before the light is turned on. And you know, I believe some of these folks that have this gender confusion is because they've been messed with, their innocence was messed with before the light of awareness was turned on in their mind. And you know, there's some demonic caretakers that have the urge to be abusive sexually and physically, emotionally abusive. They may have been the product of such, but then, you know, they reject the choice, because God gives, you know, you can't say, well, it's my abuser's fault. No, God gave you the limited free will to say, God, I know you'll help me with this situation. I'm not responsible for, but I'm obligated to continue to make choices now that I've reached the age of conscious choice making. You know, you still require of me to make the choice, and it should be focused on serving God's will and plan for his world and for his people, you know. That, and with that in mind, Ibrahim promises us the one, alayhi salam, the one who created me or originated me will guide me, you know. And that's why they don't want us to, they arrogantly deflect so that we won't look at nature and history and its formulation that gives us insight into not just to the past, but it gives us insight into where we're going, where God wants us to go. I put it that way.
Alhamdulillah. And see that the pairing of that, even in information wise, the other side, I'm throwing my hand like to the other side to that, that one, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the difference between those who are readily deniers of the truth and just enter into that process just because they have this conflicting thought product pattern going on, and then something comes and says, no, you can't do that, and they deny that, and then they're going to prove what, so they think they're going to prove it. And then in the instances where abuse has taken place, you know, that sheds another on the whole thinking, the process, and everything connected, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mercy comes into that process.
This is something that I don't mention, and it hasn't been that long since I found out about it. And I found out about it by way of the Muslim Journal years ago. Many of us that are aware of Dr. George Washington Carver, you know, connection with the peanut and other things, many of us are unaware that early in his life he was castrated. That's why when you hear recordings of his voice, it's such a high pitched voice. He was castrated, but Allah gave him, you know, and we serve the God who is capable of replacing things for us, you know, if we yield our will to His will, and what He wants for us in the scheme of human beings and progress. So Dr. Carr was unable to reproduce himself in terms of physical reproduction, but he mentored so many men and women, but he mentored so many men in terms of living a productive life. He modeled faith in God, you know, and he gave the credit not to his academic and scientific studies. You know, he was a learner. He had a PhD, but he identified and focused us on the gift of God and allowing him to be able to talk to plants in a way where they told him what their utility was, what they were good for, you know.
Mm.
And in one writing I read where he talked about that this process was like the cosmos opening up to him, the cosmic reality unfolding by way of this conversation with plants. So alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And the more we know, the more we grow.
Allahu Akbar.
And it does, I've seen it happen in a child. The less they knew and were able to speak about what they knew and have that pairing connection about hearing and sight and or thinking and feeling, having that relationship, and it shows in the body, physical structure. As soon as that child began to know more, to speak coherently, it began, the muscles, I looked at him going, wow, that physical body took shape and form to pair itself with the knowledge that the child was obtaining. And I pray we can really see that we're, when we are not information that will be a benefit, we are crippling, you know, and from that childhood state. And God forbid if there's an adult that has come through that process and just moved through and could not read, could not share, but just became move right along, shuffling right through the process, and just going through the motion of being an adult.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
you know, a human being never just goes through the motion. There's always something that's directing that mind and that heart. There's always something. Now, what may be, what that heart and mind attaches to, that's the biggest difference in the world. Because in popular culture, what we have is we have popular culture that has attracted the hearts and the minds of the children. I say that to you because I said that there was a music teacher in church, there was a music teacher in school who saw something in me and offered me a platform to grow on. But children today, I was talking to my grandson, and I asked him, I said, are you involved in any of the in school politics or any of the clubs? I'm not in. I said, but they're asking you to get involved, and you're rejecting that.
Yes.
Because he's more interested in playing games on his computer. He's more interested in watching the scores in basketball. He's more interested in playing basketball. He's more interested in many other things. But when people see something in him and they think that he has the potential for it, he rejects it.
Mm.
He rejects it. And there are a lot of children that are like that. That they, well, listen here. Why don't you let me show you how to be a plumber? Nah, I'm not interested in that. I'm going to college. Which you going to? Well, I'm gonna be an IT person. Well, it's gonna cost you $50,000-$60,000 or more. You can do this for free. I'll teach you this for free. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that every mind, every heart, and I'm talking about down to our little children, that if we as parents and as adults don't watch the way that our children are being guided, then somebody else won't guide them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I remember the early days of Imam Ahmed's leadership. And I remember one lecture where he told us, and he was very stern when he said this in terms of the obligation on teachers, but I took it as a general obligation. We've got forces out here, dark forces, and we need to protect the innocence of our children. That's an obligation. In Little Selma, Alabama, there was a scandal in the high school where male and female teachers were sexually abusing his students.
Mm.
Little Selma, not 250,000. You can Google the population. It's not that Selma, Alabama is not that big, but the corruption. And look at this. Some young people, young adults, and older teens found a box car full of automatic weapons. Now, can you imagine that?
Mm-mm.
And then shortly after finding it, we hear and see on the news, sounded like a war zone of automatic weapon fire and the police trying to contend with it in the projects of Selma, Alabama. Can you imagine
that? We had this conversation. I think we had this conversation about as a matter of fact, there was actually a popular case that happened when a parent actually bought their child a weapon and the child went out and killed someone with it and the parents were responsible. Do you remember that case? Recent, right?
Mm-hmm.
A recent case. That was a recent case. So now the question becomes, here it is, Your child has got a semi-automatic weapon in your house, and you don't know about it.
Yeah.
And then that child is out there doing things, and that's okay with you. And all you say is, baby, please. God,
yeah.
The parent needs to be responsible for that, man.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, the way that I think about it, you know, that parents have to be, and you know, I know that if drugs is found in the parents' house, that the parents can go to jail. So it should be the same thing as far as weapons are concerned, too. Weapons found in your house, and you're responsible.
This is a time where more and more responsibility on the individual is required, and I'm a student of history, and I remember Thomas Jefferson talking about the nature of the democratic form of government that the United States represents, and that he said it required engagement. I'm paraphrasing it. It required involvement of the citizens, and if they did not have a level of knowledge that supported that engagement, that they would lose the form of government. And you see, you know, there's no civics taught in the schools. If the parents or others aren't teaching, you know, involvement and service, you know, and accepting responsibility. And I mean responsibility beyond Democrat and Republican, conservative and liberal. But like the Amish, they teach the responsibility of their children, you know, in terms of the life that they choose to live in America. The Asians the same way. You can see less in terms of what they're philosophy is, but we know Asians in general, they come from a history of civilization, and you know, like I said, they're kind of quiet about it. The more open group that Allah bless us to be able to really look into and take a look at are the Spanish-speaking people who have this idea of my family, you know, as a philosophy. And it's interesting that because of their grounding and their support, in my opinion, this is a reason why they are more open to accept Al-Islam as a way of life, because they already have the influence of a philosophy. And so they have shown that they're able to value the principles of Al-Islam, you know, what the religion says from the scripture and from the life of Prophet Muhammad. And so they're the largest growing converts, if you will, to the religion of Islam in America. And some very interesting things are happening. You know, the bitter genocidal environment of Gaza and what the Israelis are doing, and it's really remarkable. They had this long history of genocide and suppression in their own Jewish background, and yet it's like the abuser, the abused becoming the abuser. You know that we see. You know, the world looks at that, and they're seeing the patience and the commitment to faith and asking God's help, you know, when they do show the suffering Palestinians. And you have people with PhDs and other skills around the world converting to Al-Islam or to Islam because of what they're seeing, how these Palestinians are living their faith in the face of this genocide, this oppression that they're suffering. And it's interesting how God works.
I mean, as you were saying, and everyone you're listening to, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, American Muslim 360. This is Community Developmental Stages and Community Buzz, CWSC, Community Buzz. And the question is, have you heard? December 19th through the 22nd, please save the date. This weekend currently going on is the Southwest Conveners Connection, Imam Omar Sheikh here being the convener of the Southwest section. And so we send our prayers that everything is going well with that, inshallah. A letter will be read, Imam Omar Sheikh here stated, a letter coming from CWSC, which includes all of us, that we acknowledge their convening and we acknowledge that the blessings come forth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their efforts. Whatever their outcome will be, inshallah, Imam Omar Sheikh here will be able to share with us. So we will be connected. All right. And now we go back here to our discussion. We have Michael Hameen and William Kareem. And you, dear listeners, if you want to share in the conversation, and perhaps you just joined us and you want to know, well, where are we speaking from? We read from Surah Al-Qaf, the 50th surah. And I mentioned that with that, we take nothing for granted. So my thinking was with the five senses and the number 10 for consciousness and putting that together, 5 times 10, okay, that's a me thing, right? But it, when we read through it, we see where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does bring us to a consciousness and awareness that we are to be of and in the moment. And so that's where we are in discussing one instance, so to speak. I brought forth the gender transforming the gender, but my wasn't so much on those that are doing it as much as it's, I'm saying, even to those that are convincing others to do it, or yes, your feelings are more important than what your body says or what your body speaks to. And I said, well, go ahead, you know, I'm just saying, you know, if you think that you're in charge, then change the nerves. The nerves may be giving you some kind of pain. Take them out, rip, or you know, any other organs. Do something that you think it may be a decision that was incorrect, or something that you have that's part of you that was incorrectly given to you. Now, I do recall a young man, they said years ago, cut his toes off because his feet were just large. I mean, long.
And that was the solution to the problem, huh?
Yeah, he cut his toes off. I'm sure he lived through it. But, you know, they had to let him know that was not the right option for wanting to fit a certain pair of shoes. So, alhamdulillah. But we have those things. And, you know, they have, I know a nurse friend of mine left the job of being an RN to go into permanent makeup, where people have their regular eyebrows, taking those eyebrows away. And what you call it, I don't know what you say, stencil it into the skin.
Right. Yeah.
Where
tattoo,
you have
tattoo.
Permanent. That's, I guess that's tattooing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Permanent makeup. Even if you wanted a mole on your face, if you thought that was a character trait of something that would add to your character, what have you. And I no, thank you. I was too scared anyway. I didn't need it. But praise be to Allah, the thinking, as you referenced, William, the thinking is where the crippling begins, and that's where the disbelief began. And then later, after we go up this hill, we find out, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Right. And we look at ideas like what you're sharing now. These ideas are showing that they're more toxic and intoxicating than some of these drugs out there.
Mm.
as an example, Michael Jackson. He has,
yes.
And I've read about people becoming addicted to plastic surgery. I'm looking at these grotesque Brazilian butt implants that went wrong.
A guy was injecting cement into the young lady's buttock.
Wow. Wow.
And then she took him to court. But then I hear you with
cement. Man, I know that really was a weight on her behind.
Yes, it was. He lived through it. But the cadre of it all, you know, what you thought you wanted.
But somebody convinced her. And she did it. Wow.
So I'm sure there are many stories that we have no idea exist, and people are alive to tell it. And they were, you know, the receiver on the end of that predicament.
It's sad, yeah.
So here we are. Are we continuing to be denied? As I said to myself, in entering into the world, you know, we've come a long way, baby, and smoking, and thought smoking was a glorifying thing because I was convinced by seeing the television commercials.
Yeah. You have
and driving. Oh, I have a caller. Thank you. And driving fast around a curve was challenging. We can't bring in our dear brother Muhammad 706-627. Welcome. Assalamu alaikum. You're on mute.
Yeah. Shukran, as always. Thank you very much. Yes, always get hung up on that. But, yes, ma'am. But this is Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, by the way, of Columbus, Georgia. Just want to say some of the same thing that you're talking tonight. We have to also remember that even back in the old Egyptian day, maybe 3,000 or 4,000 years ago, you know, the men wearing eyebrows and things, looking more trying to compete with what we call pretty in their language. In those days, man kind of more pretty than the women. And so a lot of these things repeat themselves because they are history. You know, and they're using those things in our 100 years that we are here developing and following and being called back to good common sense and what is right, what is balanced, accepted that Allah has already prescribed and put into our nature. Because we have to remember all the time, we have a natural inclination that keeps us from falling victim to a lot of things. But we ignore it, or we wouldn't be way out here so far from the Quran. You remember how we was already using the word God and different things like that, and a lot of it was hung up in different things like drugs and wine and stuff like that. But al-Islam, by Allah's mercy, called us back to the straight way, you know. And we were trying to establish, you know, love for each other and proper moral conduct and everything like that. Now we are out here again elaborating. And like I was kind of counting since I've been on, and you'd be surprised how much we keep using the word God instead of saying Allah. When the world already knows, before we even knew, that Allah was a common word. Just like Muhammad is the most, I know years ago before I even came Muhammad, that Muhammad was the most common name in the world. You know, I remember that when I was in the 8th and 9th grade, the few little bit of Islam that was being taught at our schools in Ohio, you know. So I'm just saying we have to remember that Shaitan's schemes never change. They only transcend along with man's development by Allah's permission, you know. And he's following us all the time, trying to call us back, you know, to sport and play, artificial reality, fantasy, and all these different mental things and emotional things and physical things that he calls back to. But almost every people that Allah mentions in the Quran, and if we had known from our own study of history reality, we know people would be going to, why is it all something that seems like the Muslims here, especially those who are African descent and ex-slaves in America, we are now being confronted with these schemes, because a lot of these things were taboo to us. We didn't even think about them. But we'd already seen that the Caucasian, our slave master children and things, they was going through being drunk, being using drugs, heroin, and opium, all back then when we had no idea what it was, but we knew what it was doing to other people. You know, even though we was in a state of slavery, and then I had no idea about who we was, but we seen and learned from the world. Allah bless us to see what the world was trying to do to us to prepare us for where we at now, to establish this model community, to be conscious, to be really, really firm and conscious. We just come out of the most purification reality that the whole world has, again, shared in it, benefited from it, because now we have another people on earth, by Allah's permission, is in the best shape to be morally upright and be human and all the things that we use in Islam. But in closing, we have to remember when Imam Muhammad come on is our focal point at that time, how he brought us back to Allah, Salah, Zakat.
You mean Allah who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad?
No, not him. That's Muhammad's reality. You know, that was one that we benefited from. That was
what about on leg, leg? What about on leg, leg, arm, head?
I'm glad that whenever that came out to be something that we thought might gratify our intelligence, I don't even hear that kind of stuff. You know, I have never heard that kind of language because I guess I was already into my development as a human being at that time. But I'm just saying there's a lot of things we see on TV, you know, that it's repeating itself, that's making foolish out of our intelligent children, make them foolish because they don't believe it. They don't have no reality. They don't have the real reality yet because they don't see what they were taught. They were taught that they was Muslim. They were taught that we were going to establish a moral community on this earth. We're going to do this. But they still, out of our own mouth, hear more about the things that are as drawn us away from the Quran, drawn away from the language of the Quran. Remember, the language of the Quran is not the many translations. The language of the Quran is still what Allah blessed Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to understand in his understanding of his language. And then evolved it so that he will be able and supported him to be able to transmit it in every other language that he shared this message with. You know, and he didn't use the street language or the bourgeois language, or he used good common sense. He used common sense of that the needs that Allah said in the Quran, everybody wants them. And they are, everybody's enslaved or oppressed by the reality of what it be, French, German, African, or whatever. Yeah, so we just want to appreciate and thank Allah much. That which called, we still should be trying to hold on to this wonderful miracle that we just had called Ramadan, you know?
Yes.
And there's many people who are still trying to hold on to it because we still haven't made the prayers that we really want, and that is to, oh Allah, please remove Shaitan from out of our way and let us build this praises and worship to you like you instructed us to do. Just want to say that.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, thank you so very much. Reminder that, and this is why we read from Persian Fall tonight as an invitation that and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always asking that Allah guide us and correct, help us in correcting our ways. And I say Almighty, you know, because I believe wholeheartedly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is with us. And when we use certain terms, Allah's name, Allah knows. And when we say the Almighty, the One, the Absolute, the Eternal, the Everlasting, however we place it. But thank Allah for us being the mirror, Michael, you spoke of that, being the mirror for one another. Praise be to Allah as we continue to move through this life. So I'm thankful. Alhamdulillah.
Yes. And there is something about, you know, for those who are students of the Imam, when we use the terminology God, and people who are not Muslims hear us use this terminology, and then we turn around and say, but not the God that you read G-O-D, because we've come to understand, like the Jewish people have come to understand, that when you spell God backwards, it's offensive to have the name of God. When you spell it backwards, it describes a creature that, you know, is offensive to our human sensitivity. You know, we have the dogs as pets, but there's certain things about dog life that are offensive to human life, you know. And it's an eye-opener when we tell people, or they see how we write the terminology, the term God, without the O. They use a parenthesis, yep, or some other way as a placeholder, so to speak. But the visual is not G-O-D, D-O-G, spelled backwards. And it's important to understand. Go ahead.
Yeah, and to show you how devious and how hateful Shaitan is, he knows that just have us coming through that reality, what you just talking about, that a lot of blessings to Imam Muhammad, lets us show us how his scheme was to make us not know that. But if you turn it around, it's kind of hard to turn against man's best friend, which is a dog. Even in the surface diet, like Imam said, look deeper than that. You can see that he was been talking to the psyche of the human being and making them what they have already realized and have been prepared to develop and believe, that the dog is man's best friend. You know, and they treat him like a god. Dog is man's best friend. You know,
worse than that, Muhammad, in terms of friendship, that's honorable. But when you look at the behavior of a dog, you know, what do we look like? What do we look like sniffing genitals of one another?
Other
behaviors that dogs do, you know, that are offensive to human sensitivities.
Yeah, but he won't let us. He won't let the human being who is under that influence realize that. And they worship the dog. They let the dog lick them all in the mouth. And that Shaitan's showing his power.
Yeah.
And one, that's it. He's trying to show his power and make mockery of us before Allah. Because remember,
right,
he wanted to show Allah that he's better than us. He said, I have him in love and think that a dog is his best friend, but yet still, I got to turn around to where they call you God.
Yeah.
You know, it's very, this is a sick creature, this Shaitan. Very sick. And his job is to make us sick. Second, we talk, what they say, out the side of our neck, talking backwards, talking sideways, and not paying attention to the definition of those things that we're doing to turn them all around like that. Now we got man turning all the way around, thinking he's a woman and vice versa, you know.
Should take into consideration that a dog is only acting in his true nature. That's all he's doing. I mean, the dog does not act outside of his nature. That's what he does. And it's very consistent, you know, with all dogs, that they act the same way to that degree. So, you know, the dog is not at fault. It's the man's interpretation now with the dog, as far as the, you know, turning it backwards to be God and all the rest of that. But the dog is only acting in his nature. And, you know, just like a man might, you know, the human being might go ahead and lick the dog all in the face and let the, you know, and do all of that. There's many worse things that the human being could do with parts of Allah's creation that's even worse.
Yep. And to tell you another thing right quick before you go, is that everybody in this backward world and reverse psychology world, they keep forgetting that Shaitan ain't doing nothing wrong either. He asked somebody to give him permission to do what he's doing. And a lot of us, we forget that. Shaitan ain't doing nothing wrong, because a lot of times when you do something wrong, I'm going to set those who you went outside of the respite that I gave you to make them fall victim to your suggestion. He said, I'm going to free them. And I'm going to free a lot
That's
more
right.
slaves right with them, you know, for
right.
your punishment. So Satan is very careful, just to call you. But sometimes by him not being the creator, he sometimes when he sees us being so weak that we're willing to go for anything, him holding his food from us, holding land from us, holding our human development to make us submit to him, there's a lot of intervening. He's come to the rescue of the human, his human creation by giving us victory. And he got us in a situation where he'd all told us, victory is already waiting on you. So that
goes
to show you that him and Shaitan has an agreement that he has a right to do everything we see going on in this world. He is not doing nothing wrong. He's just like what Brother was saying. He is only true to his nature that he has right now in Shaitan.
That's right. That's right.
And got a lot of permission to do this. So we can't blame him.
The Quran, no, he's not worthy. He's not due blame. But the Quran does say God has permissioned him, given him permission to make what Satan calls, I will make wrong fair seeming. I'll make
That's
wrong
all.
Look
make
good to
fair.
Them.
That's all.
I'll make it, you know, and then I'll invite them to the wrong and encourage them to take on so much wrong they go running back to God for forgiveness and help.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. And I think that a lot of times we get that false concept out of the world where everybody thinks Satan's the big bad wolf and the devil and all like that. They got them saying he had permission to do what he's doing. You know, he has permission to do it. We have already been prepared with an inclination to just say no in his suggestions that are wrong for us.
Okay.
Well,
Gabriel
asked the question after seeing what the devil could do with the world. My Lord, how can any soul go right in a world like this?
Mm-hmm. Except the believer.
Yes, ma'am.
I was looking for my publication on the Muslim Journal to share what events are coming up, everyone. And if you have it there in front of you, please share. As I started with the save the date, December 19th through the 22nd, for Time to Be Grateful, that will be in Miami, Florida. And we're right at the gate, GATE. And if you're interested in participating, doing the work, let me repeat, doing the work, then please call us at 910-317-0297 or email us info@cwsc.us and make it known. We truly want all hands on deck. Because should anything be missed and you attend and you say, wow, they didn't think of this. Time is now. We pray, share it with others who are not present. Inshallah, we'll make our definite effort to get it out to everyone within a timely fashion so that the work can be done. And then, mashallah, you know, God willing, inshallah, there will be another time. This is the 20th. So you want to be a part of the 20th annual A Time to Be Grateful. Now, all the events that are happening before that, December 19th through the 22nd, CWSC will be having, inshallah, the strategic planning initiative in North Carolina. You're welcome to be a part of it by through Zoom. We're definitely going to work on that for the Zooming of it. And it is for CWSC and the directors and all to connect and with those in North Carolina And there's a lot to be said about the why, because number one, our directors are living in these particular states, and we want to be a part or know what they're out, their local area is of and doing, and how they're participating in the outreach. Definitely focusing on the outreach component, and this is all being addressing the 50-year human family strategic planning. As Muhammad was just sharing too, it's community life, and all of us have been sharing this community life. Everything that we're saying now is, you know, it's being recorded, and it is taking shape and form. The more we say it, the more we talk about it, the more we hear it, it's going to take shape and form. And Michael, you usually reference the language environment. Am I saying it right? Language environment. Well, I think it should be saying something else. But yes, having the best language environment, producing it, and
yes,
being
ma'am.
In control
that's
of what,
right.
How, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, and being
it,
comfortable.
It includes
what,
more. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
No, no.
It includes more. It includes more than words. When you
yes.
see, when you see a stake and take, that's speaking. That's speaking. A language of production. When you see
mm-hmm.
couples getting married, young ones, older ones, with the knowledge that that institution of marriage represents stability for our neighborhoods and our community focus, you know, when you see, you know, an awareness of how important education is for not just having a school, but to have an educational environment that encourages us, what Prophet Muhammad says, to be a student, you know, to study from the cradle to the grave. You know, these things represent language, you know.
I mean, as I'm going through the journal, as you were speaking, yes, the evidence in creation is speaking. Oh, Allah, there's so much. You know, we could go
yes.
on for 24
yes.
hours straight.
Oh,
I believe
yeah.
many, we, but those of us who are really on the front line now, all we need is a few sleeping hours, someone else carry on while we're sleeping. That's the prayer. That's the prayer line. Ones are praying, others are watching. And others, then they pray, and the others begin to watch. But and that's the same thing with this work that we're doing. I pray that we are really hearing the plea that everyone is included, everyone is working. I'm just making that statement as a declaration. I believe
yeah.
that everyone involved that has a desire to please Almighty God is working for the betterment of humanity.
Get
and
in
so
where you examples. Fit in.
Yes. Yes. So praise be to Allah. I'm so thankful for everyone that you do come on Friday night, Community Developmental Stages, and to Community Buzz. We do want to emphasize, we want to hear from you to what is happening in your area. The masjids that are, we pray that someone in the Masjid or Islamic centers are promoting Muslim Journal, promoting Muslim Journal, promoting the Arabic scholars that are teaching Arabiya for the pleasure, for the sake of truly reading Quran and understanding it for self-development. And then self is then our own self will obligate us to share it outwardly. We can't just hold it on ourselves. I'm telling you, you will not... People will walk away from you, but they get tired of hearing you saying, oh, let me tell you what this letter means. No, or let me tell you what this word means.
Yeah.
Let them walk away before you say, well, Allah, I just wanted to glorify myself with just saying I know. And I said the word for today, tonight, was going to be ostentatious or ostentation. And that is
yeah.
when we embellish what we have, and it's all for the glorification of self.
Showing
how
off.
Well, yes. Show, there you go. Put it right. So our wealth, our knowledge, and we'll come to know, inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses someone to step up to the plate and say, listen, stop your show off just to save your own self. Save yourself and stop it. You may not recognize that that's called show off. So alhamdulillah.
Yeah, that's a fine line, you know. It's a fine line that you
have to. It's a fine line, please say.
It's a fine line that you have to balance within your own self. It's a fine line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have to balance that within yourself and, you know, make sure that you're on the right side of the line. And when we talk about, you know, the balanced path that we are on,
mm-hmm.
that's what's being talked about, because, you know, sometimes, you know, we can go to an extreme. We can go to an extreme right to be, you know, extremely righteous, or just to be extremely negative about, you know, seeing all the negativity. What was the problem with the arrogance, that winds up coming in, which was something that, and the example that we're given in the Quran about Musa having to go with the wise man, because Musa thought he was it, and he followed the wise man and found out he wasn't it, but he thought he was. That's why he opened his mouth when he opened his mouth. You gonna cut these people? You gonna? Oh, I know this is wrong. You gonna go ahead and make a hole in these people's boat? I know that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's wrong.
Yeah.
You go, what? You're going to go ahead and kill that child? You're going to kill that child? So, you know, it's like, it's basically like, I know what I'm saying is right. I know, you ain't supposed to be, you know, drilling no holes in no people's boat. You ain't supposed to be doing that. What kind of sense does that make? I know. You done bugged out. Anyway, you get the message. You get what I'm talking about, you know. So the prayer, our prayer is always that, you know, Allah will show us the way on those he's bestowed his grace, and not the way of those whom his wrath is brought down, nor the way of those who go astray. Amen.
Amen. And Michael, the prayer that William, you led the way. Michael?
Yes.
Prayer going out, as William just made one.
Oh, okay.
The one you usually, yes.
Yeah, oh, Allah, guide us among those you've guided aright. Save us among those you save. Bless us in whatever you give us, and deliver us from the harm that you judge. You judge, and none can judge against you, and those whom you befriend are not disgraced. Amen.
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 Don't forget Cultural Insights tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
That's
Eastern
right.
Standard
Cultural
Time.
Insights. We start out with 7 a.m. with Imam Kareem Hamid. Come to the class, everyone. Ready, pen and paper. We know others. Michael, you and Mark Shaheed and well, somebody. There's a class going on with Atlanta, everyone, with Imam Rashad Abdulrahman. And then there's a class with Imam, the lecture, the commentary of Imam Warsteen Muhammad going on right here on AM360. Bring your pen and pad and your offering of how it's helping you. And that's with hosting done by Imam Kareem Hamid. That's 7 to 9:30. And then 9:30 to 11 will be Delaysi Ummah and recurring guests, perhaps, Imam Professor Rabbani Muhammad and Michael Hamid. And they will be presenting Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty from 9:30 to 11. That's Eastern Standard Time. And then 11 to 1, please join us with Cultural Insights with William Kareem. And you don't want to miss, William, forgive me, but I'm bringing up Kibbel. I must get, I know he's busy on mornings, but everyone, we definitely want to hear William Kevell Equan. I told you how I spelled that, right? Kevell Equan, and he is so dynamic. He's rising. He's already risen where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has him, working with the youth and quick hitters, everyone. Go to quickhitters.org, quickhitters.com. I brought it up.
Quickhitters.org.
Yes. Get to know Kevell Equan, because you will be hearing, inshallah, if we get our way here at CWSC, you'll be hearing more of him. And you definitely, with a time to be grateful, William Kareem is, I said, William Kareem is definitely ready to be the cultural connection person. I said, okay.
No doubt.
Give that information. I mean, so alhamdulillah, everyone, you'll see everything pan out, but with your assistance, inshallah. Don't miss
inshallah.
Out. And again, with the Muslim Journal, our sponsors and the sponsors in the Muslim Journal, True Detergent, and our authors that are in the Muslim Journal, one in particular, Kalima Amin, and her email is Kalima, K-A-L-E-E-M-A, A-M-E-E-N, at gmail.com. Hidden in Plain Sight, it's one of her books. Imam Shahid Abdullah, who comes here on Mondays, am I right? No, Tuesdays, from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Inheriting the strength, our mental strength, mental freedom. Inheriting our mental freedom, and the books he's written, and definitely one that Muhammad Sharif was posting today. What is it? Oh, Freeing of the Negro. There's much that we can do, and then once you read, come on and share. You see how open Bilal Abdullah has become with being a poet, but now he can't help himself, because now, you know, the more we know, the more we grow and the more we want to share. So we will be interviewing Bilal Abdullah as well, as we're working. Allahu Akbar. I mean, thank Allah for the growth. And
somebody's trying to get in, Martha.
Okay, and let's see, let's bring them in. And then Muhammad Sharif with Rain International, and then 100 at 50 schools, support schools, that's $50 a month, so you'd be able to share, 100 at 50. But don't forget CWSC and the efforts here. Please go to cwsc.us, click on the blue donate button. It goes directly to the secure efforts of PayPal, and we are the beneficiaries of your dollars, and then someone else is a beneficiary of your dollars as well through CWSC. Yes, please. Caller, please come right on in. Assalamu alaikum. Let's see. Who is it? Oh, 810-399, you're on mute.
Assalamu alaikum to you, Umat Naila. And to you, ma'am, Martha,
who is this?
And William Corrine.
AM 360 family. This is Teresa Abdullah calling from Flint, Michigan. I tell you, I really enjoyed the conversation this evening. You know, very interesting. Alhamdulillah. It's so good that we have this program, even on a Friday, to kind of wind us down and get us ready for the weekend, you know. Alhamdulillah. But Martha Naila, I'm calling in also. You mentioned something about Imam Hamid and Mark Shahid supposed to be having something tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock or something to that effect.
No. Maybe my tongue got twisted, but I was saying Michael Hamid, I'm highlighting the class that Rashad Abdulrahman has in Atlanta. The leadership class, Michael, you can say more about it, but it's Michael Hamid and Mark Shahid. They often, when they greet each other, they often say they're not schoolmates.
Classmates.
What's the other word?
Classmates.
Yeah.
Okay, because I do know that tomorrow on IWDM, which is Saturday the 27th of April, starting at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, that there will be a special presentation of the MGM Roundtable, which is, of course, hosted by Mark Shaheed. And he will be having Imam Rashad Abdul Rahman on as his guest to share this upcoming presentation of Quran studies, foundation of Quran, and foundation of the also the grammar and components mm-hmm. of the foundation of this particular class that his institute is beginning in May 1st. So they will be, it will be a lot more information in reference to that, that Imam Rashad Abdul Rahman will be having tomorrow on IWDM Radio at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and that number would be 714-816-4673. And that will be tomorrow on IWDM Radio at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And
repeat that phone number again, please.
Yes, ma'am. That will be 714-816-4673. And that'll be at that will be at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, right after the reading of the book reading that IWDM have hosted by Imam Mikhail Sahir, starting at 12 o'clock, I believe it is.
Are they still on Clara, the greatness of Sister Clara? I don't think it's greatness, but I know Muhammad Abdul Salam and another sister was reading from the book.
Biography. Sister Clara Muhammad.
Yes,
two volumes set.
Yes, ma'am. I think they'll be completing it tomorrow.
Okay. So they start at 1 o'clock, right? Or at 1:30?
Yes. Imam Sahir, he comes on from 12 until 3, and then Mark Shaheed, he will be on from 3 to 4 o'clock.
Is that Central or
Eastern time? Imam Sahir is Eastern time, 12 o'clock p.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. And he said from 12 o'clock to 2. And then, but Mar Shahi's program, MGM Roundtable, will be at 3 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay.
4 o'clock Central. I'm sorry, 2 o'clock Central. And, of course,
okay.
When you get on into, I believe it's 12 o'clock Pacific Coast time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes,
now I know they do three hour blocks. So if Mark is coming on at 3, I just want to keep it within the 3 hour frame. So that means actually he goes 3 to 4, then Mikhail Sahir must be coming on at 1. That would just you know, because they say they only do 3 hours at any given time. So that would pan out to be. So it must be
12
o'clock Central.
Mm-hmm. On the MGM Roundtable would be this Saturday at 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central, and 12 o'clock Pacific.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Again, yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. That would be 714-816-4673. Thank you so kindly.
Thank you so kindly.
Thank you. That's keeping connection going. Yes. So we will end Cultural Insights at 1 p.m., everyone. So at 1 p.m., we go right over to look at the joy. That's like going to the movie theater with our lollipops. Yeah, I said lollipops. Popsicles. Popcorn.
And Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, the Tootsie Rolls. They can't forget the Tootsie Rolls. And see, the young people don't know about those black cows and the sugar daddy and whatever all the Jolly Ranchers and whatever. But thank Allah for the continuation, because then after 4 o'clock, we have a breather of an hour, and then we come with the Prefab Abdul Hadi, as she will come 5 to 7 p.m. for Alice Mom in Focus. Look at that, full day starting at 7 in the morning to 7 at night.
You know, and you know what, the listeners, our listeners, we love them so, we love you all so dearly, because they're very interested in what we are doing here at CWSC and having this platform of AM360, and they'd be right there with us, supporting online here in the studio as well as online out there at AM360.org land. And we certainly do love you all and appreciate you dearly, and we always look forward to hearing from you during our programs. And you know, you can always press 1. Okay. I love you, dear heart. I'm getting off. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, thanks. Alaikum assalam. And we can work it out. Now, today, everyone, again, Block Talk was doing some temporarily function, whatever, and we could not. And at the time, Imam Yusuf Ramadan was using his phone for YouTube as well. So it's on YouTube. What we're going to do is try to draft that from there and air it. And if you're sleeping tonight, I'm going to pull it up and try to download it so you can listen at any time after a certain hour. Let me see. What time are we now? Give me time to say my prayers. And then, okay, let's say by 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, you wake up and you have an ounce of time in you that you want to hear the Jumu'ah that Imam Yusuf Ramadan shared today, inshallah. Thank Allah that there was another format that he was on that I could not pull up right then. But thank Allah for this time. How about that? So tomorrow, if you should forget the number for over at IWDM, the reason we have medium connection, we can make that happen here as well from 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have the technological ability to do that should everything be working. So you'll know, and we'll all know at the same time. So please check in here if you fail to remember the number for IWDM. But again, the number is 714-816-4673. That we definitely want to hear the interview with Imam Rashad Abdulrahim Rahman and Mark Shaheed, and then here before that, the authors or the book club with Michael Sahir and whatever is being shared. Yes, we're going to keep it going, mashallah, inshallah. All right, dear listeners, we really don't want to leave, do we? Okay, with that, I'm going to share the music, and we thank Allah for your attention here, but let's go. Of course, you know, I'm going to go with a few bars from Humanity is Everybody's Business. Oh, we had 914. Come back, please. 914-434. Assalamu alaikum. Don't want to miss the opportunity to hear you at the last. Go right ahead, my brother.
Wa alaikum assalam. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, sir, I can. Assalamu alaikum.
Right. Wa alaikum assalam. Yes, at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's Imam Sahir and the team. Well, the book club.
Okay.
Tomorrow we'll be reading.
I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think we're in the last chapter, I believe, tomorrow. I think it's the last chapter. Mother of the Nation, Kara Evans Muhammad, wife of Elijah Muhammad, mother of Imam Debedeen Muhammad, book written by Dr. Ara Zakia Muhammad. It's a 2-volume set. And we're saying, everyone, get these books.
Yes.
Well, Evans Muhammad. You'll hear see something in this book you had no idea you really get to know her and what she went through. I see why you call her the mother of the nation. I know you can give him that brother, Imam Wahid, I think he's in Durham, North Carolina, I believe. He's distributor of the books, and you're unable to get from Imam Wahid. Well, here you can get it, go and get it at Amazon. There's other distributors, pardon me. But anyway, if you can't get it from anyone else, you can get it from Imam Wahid. You've got to get these books.
I agree. And thank Allah for your pressing, keeping that in front of everyone who's listening. And time permit and the dollars permit, it become part of our library that we can share and leave as a foundation, part of the foundation, inshallah. I did purchase right now the commentary of selected verses of the Holy Quran that was referenced by, that was submitted by Imam Warsi Muhammad Rahimullah Alayh. And the group that took charge that were blessed to connect with Imam Dr. Nasser Ahmed transcribing it. But alhamdulillah, any others? And we know Latifa Hameen and the books that she's sharing, and I think she was interviewed with Michael Sahir from her children's book that she has authored as well. Any others, Muhammad?
No, I think that's it for right now. Mother of the Nation.
Okay.
Book two, and it says, the latter years, 72.
Mm. 42 years.
Yes.
Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah.
All right, well.
So in that case, we thank you, Muhammad. I mean, truly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thank you, Allah, for all of our contributions and for those who are continuing to work. Work you in your places. All in your places. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Almighty God. And with that, we're going to go to, and Muhammad, you said it this morning, what are we leaving out with, starting with?
Oh, what's that?
Come on now, you remember. If this was the children's hour.
It's right on the tip of my tongue, right?
Yes, it's on the tip of your tongue. As I said this morning, ask Sharifa to look at the tip of your tongue and tell you what it is.
she's in another room again.
That would be amazing if she looked at the tip of your tongue and tell you. Alhamdulillah. But you usually say, what are you in? You're in selling Rain International. You are, that's your.
My partner.
No, I mean, yes. What you do with Rain International, that is your.
Oh, yes, that's it. To improve your health.
It is called your what?
Rain International.
Uh-huh.
The number one product is called Soul.
Uh-huh.
S-O-U-L. That's the flagship product. That's when the company started out first. Only one product.
Mm.
11 years now. Only had that one product, Soul. And now it has about 10 different products. And people are coming in. I mean, people are coming in from all parts of the globe. I mean, people are borrowing money. If you start out, if you want to start with the basic product, less than $200. I mean, people are borrowing money. I'm talking about people other countries, like Japan, France, England, Germany, all over the planet, just to get in on the bottom step of this one. Rain International. And you know we need money. I mean, we need money. Like,
yes, we do.
And how are you going to build something on air? No, you can't. You can't build a on those 4 mountains. You got to have some finance.
Got to be connected, right? Materially connected.
That one time you were saying that's the best way to keep the two apart. The one with the knowledge. Don't let them come together with those with finances. And those that got money, don't let them get the idea to come together with the ones with the idea. Keep the two apart. But if those two come together, the knowledge and the finances, you know, if I'm Muhammad said, we could do this, we could change this overnight. He said, we can change this situation overnight, and we can.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, I certainly, again, appreciate your being here. It's like standing at a river, and as a two-part, say, my friend, we pray that we meet again, wherever that is, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will. Alhamdulillah. And with that, I'm going to play Humanity is
Everybody's Business. Thank you.
You're welcome. Did it drop off your tongue?
It sure did. Thank you for bringing it off.
You're welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
When he made that song, he sang that at Yankee Stadium. You know how big, I mean, people don't know about it. No, it's been in New York, but Yankee Stadium, he sung that in Yankee Stadium.
See, I've been working on trying to get him interviewed, and we really want him at the Time to Be Grateful, inshallah. I mean, it just brings tears to my eyes when I hear him. And I've met him, and I hear him calling the Adan, and I just say, oh, Allah. And he's such an humble person. So humble. Praise be to Allah. MashaAllah. Just pray. I mean, that we are able to get him at Friday round table and time to be grateful. Inshallah.
Yes.
This is Abdul Wali Shaheed of Bronx, New York. Brooklyn, New York? Or Bronx, New York?
Yes, yes.
Either way, he's a...
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn,
New York.
Yeah, Brooklyn, New York. Abdul Wali Shaheed, Imam Abdul Wali Shaheed. Here he goes, everyone.
I may not know you may not know. But you gotta be thankful.
Gotta be
grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, the stars that light the night, friends I've left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough and he tries to understand. He said, mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be alright. You gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference. In any way you can, you gotta be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful.
Gotta be.
You gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to cover. And I say the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere. And our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be alright. They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference. Any way they can, they've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful.
Gotta be thankful.
They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Say they gotta be thankful.
Given that makes our life our life. Thank Allah for everything. Assalamu alaikum, inshallah, see you all tomorrow. And you can hear tonight if you jump right back in and tune in by way of, well, just check in, all right? All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.